All of you who are gathered here today, gbogbo ẹyin tẹ pẹ jọ sí lónìí.
If your amen.
Bí àmì rẹ.
Can shake the gates of hell.
Bá lè mi ẹnu ọ̀nà àpáàdì.
The following prophecies.
Àwọn àsọtẹ́lẹ̀ wọ̀nyí.
Will begin to manifest in your life. Listen, beloved. These are not empty words. You are even permitted to make a note of it. Because they shall soon become your testimonies. There are people here this morning who very, very soon the Lord shall catapult them to the eyes. I'm just telling you what the prophecies will do. That person here and the witches of the tunnel in their covenant, that the sickness you have now is what will kill you. Hear the word of the Lord. Those who program the sickness into your life, they have received their sickness back. Therefore, that person, check your body now. Check it. You brought one strange infirmity here. Check it. Touch that breast. Touch it. It's just gone back to the center. Amen. And if you are that person, and you find that the infirmity has disappeared, don't let the enemy put it back. Find a way quickly to this altar so we can pray for you to put a seal on it. I didn't ask you to come out if you need prayers. No. You are that person that has an infirmity you brought here. That's just vanished. Now, the ball is in your court. The louder your amen, the faster the prophecy will stick to your head. The Lord said, I should tell you, I don't know who this person is, that wicked chain that has been tying you down shall be broken by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You shall trample upon the serpents and scorpions of failure and shame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And by the decree of heavens, every power that has padlocked your breakthrough shall release the key by fire. They shall release the key. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have a word for somebody here. The cruel monster the cruel monster of your father's house that has swallowed your joy and breakthrough shall vomit them by fire. They shall vomit them by fire in the name of Jesus. The last time I should say to somebody here, that beginning from this meeting, you shall escape from the river of pain and move into the river of gain. Yes. In the name of Jesus, you shall fly from the sky of rejection into the firmament of dominion. In the name of Jesus. I have this strange word for somebody. I don't know who the person is. But you can catch the overflow of the prophecy. The Lord said, I should tell somebody here that the breakthrough that is going to come your way now shall surpass every previous breakthrough. It shall surpass the previous ones. Then, by the power that establishes the heavens and the earth, by the power that disgraced
Goliath,
the Lord said, I should tell you that great opportunities, great recoveries are coming your way. Thank you,
Jesus.
And I say unto you that every enemy that is against your singing, your song, and dancing your dance shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have a word for somebody here. The Lord said, although you may find it difficult to believe, that this very day, the power of God shall arise and wipe away your tears. Shall wipe them away. Shall wipe away the tears. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Two more words of prophecies. Aha. Listen, sister over there. The congregation of enemies that have decided that you will not marry shall be buried alive. That's right.
Then,
I have a word for somebody here again. The Lord said, I should tell you that your testimony shall wipe away insults. Masopiali katanda ya boshanaraba. Amen.
Amen.
Stretch your right hand towards me here now. Something is about to happen. Something's about to happen. And when these things begin to happen, it will appear as if there is an electric current going through your body. And as electric current goes through your body, any yoke,
Ajaga,
conscious, unconscious, buried in your body,
will
go back to the senders. Makapota sepela kaya
mishana.
Amen.
Amen.
Stretch your hands towards me here.
No, what do you see me? What you?
Amen.
Amen.
Stretch your right hand towards me here.
No, what do you see me? What you?
Your right hand, one hand. Your right hand.
Your right hand.
Father, these hands that are stretched here,
Baba, I want what you want know.
Let the hand of heaven
take your word,
come upon those hands in the name of Jesus. Let his hands carry the fire of God. Carry the fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let his hands carry the anointing that breaketh every yoke. In the name of Jesus. Get ready. You are going to slap your head 7 times. When I begin to count, anything can happen now. This is the disgrace of long-standing problems. Get yourself ready. Your head is the symbol of your destiny. Your ear is the symbol of your glory. Slap that head. One. Two.
AG.
Something is happening over there. Three.
Eta.
Four.
Eri.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Maberu.
Five.
Aru.
That's the power. That's a fire. 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 That's a fire.
No, no, no.
Six.
Ever.
Something is about to happen now.
Oh, confession.
Seven. Silence, beloved. Silence. We have to do it again. There is somebody who needs that second touch for complete breakthrough. Get yourself ready.
One.
Any. Yes.
Ben.
They must let you go. This is power must change hands. Number two.
AG.
Number three.
Eta.
Number four.
Eri.
Five.
Aru.
Yes.
Ben.
Six.
Epa.
Seven.
Eje.
can't hide. This is not a day to hide. Yes, let her go, let her go. In the name of Jesus. Silence. That same hand.
I walk on.
Get yourself ready. If you have been having palpitation of the heart, your breath is ceasing, or the spirit of death and hell is pursuing you, get yourself ready. Or you notice that your expectations are always cut off, get yourself ready. Your heart is the center of your life. Or you're having trouble in your breast area, get yourself ready now.
I'm
going to slap that chest.
Oh,
why?
Any.
Aha. Two.
Eji.
Three.
Eta.
Four.
Eri.
Five.
Anu.
Yes, be released.
That is left.
That thing tightening your breath.
Oh, don't move.
It's coming out. Six.
Eva.
And now seven. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Get yourself ready now again. Now it's your stomach. Anything you have eaten or swallowed, physical or spiritual poison, they will have to jump up now. Get yourself ready. Your stomach. One.
Any.
Two.
Eji.
Something is happening in the womb of somebody over there.
Oh, conscience.
Three.
Eta.
Four.
Any.
Five.
Anu.
Six.
Eva.
Now. Now, seven. Yes.
Ben.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, sure, Jesus.
Before you sit down, I want you to pray these three prayers. Pray it with fire and with power. Those of you at the altar, pray like a man or woman from another world. There are still things the Lord wants to do for you. Say every arrow fired into my star, in the name of Jesus. That's right. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesus.
So every power with my destiny.
Don't fear your mommy, Shere.
You are a liar.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. They must not fight with your destiny anymore. Enough is enough. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, agbadura.
Father, I cover the miracles, signs, and wonders, testimonies here with the blood of Jesus. Affliction shall never rise again. The owners of evil load, they have carried their load forever. Thank you,
Jesus.
You may go back to your seat now. We shall call you when the time comes. When we call you, come out. When we call you, just make sure you come out. Aha. Now, pray this prayer. This is the third one. Every witchcraft altar. In my compound. You saw the brother that brought the strange bird here. There are plenty more strange birds flying around that people cannot see. Every witchcraft altar in my compound, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Masanda kayabo boka sente yabo shanda ribo sapia likatanda bakatenda yabo shente raba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Silence. Please don't say anything now unless I ask you to talk.
Avitin ba oke ka soro.
Father,
Baba,
I stand here to intercede.
Oduro ni lati sipe
and to pray.
Ati lati gbadura
for these 7 persons.
Fun awon eniyan meje wonyi.
You have written down their names for greatness.
Ati ko oruko won sile fun didi nla.
But there is heavy opposition.
Sugbon itako nla o wa.
And because of the opposition, they are getting frustrated.
Nitori itako ohun okan won lewe.
Masika Father, upon the life of these 7 persons,
Baba, Lori,
let the yoke of that opposition be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Silence, beloved. That's number one. Number two.
LKG.
Three.
Iketa.
Four.
Kelly.
Five.
Ikaro.
Six. Seven.
Ikafa.
Father.
Baba.
I'm also praying here.
What's the tongue by the way?
For these sisters.
For what happened to you?
Their name had been written down for greatness. But the virtue to make them great has been captured by water spirits. Those sisters, Lord, instantly now, by the fire of your power, let them begin to receive deliverance. In the name of Jesus, be set free, 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 be set free. In the name of Jesus. Silence. Silence. You, that spirit, arguing there that it was her mother that handed her over. Shut up and get out. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said, everybody,
Oluwani,
I'm hearing his voice loud and clear, that everybody here should pray this prayer with acidic hardness. And that it will manifest his power after the order of Elijah. Depending on how hard you pray the prayer, I want you to roar in desperate prayer now. The Lord just brought this prayer now. Say this loud and clear. Say, powers! Mocking my prayers. In the name of Jesus. Ma piali kasatia.
Nori.
Naribo kopanda kayabo shanta. Opuyamato. Back to Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Father.
Baba.
We thank you for what you have done here already. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, complete that which you have started. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat for a few minutes, beloved. The first thing I'd like to do is to congratulate those of you who have found your way here. Because there is no one presented here today who will go home empty handed. Say this after me. Say, my Father.
Baba mi.
Tear down their marketplaces.
Fa oja won lule.
Can I hear the sister shouting this? Let me hear the brothers roaring like thunder. Let me hear everybody shouting it. That is the title of our message and the rest of our prayers. Father,
Baba,
tear down their marketplaces.
Fa oja won lule.
In the book of Revelation,
in the way of you,
chapter 18.
Orikeji dini ogun.
It's good to open there so you
know.
And listen to me carefully. Very carefully. We have only a few minutes more to stay here. Revelation 18.
Iwe fi orikeji dini ogun.
I read from verse 11.
Wo ka lati se kokonla.
Please, if you are there, say yes.
Anybody see me?
Revelation is the last book of the Bible.
If you are looking, you know, Bible.
Are you there?
Share the shibe.
And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her.
I won't show why yes in sokun once in shuffle, Lori.
For no man buys their merchandise anymore. So there is a group of people, beloved, called the merchants of the earth. And they have merchandise. What constitutes their merchandise? The merchandise of gold and silver.
Ojaura atiti fadaka.
And precious stones.
Atiti okuta
yebi. And pearls.
Atiti pali.
Fine linen.
Atiti ashogbo
wiwe. And purple.
Atiti elesi
and silk.
Atiti seda.
And scarlet.
Atiti ododo.
And all time wood.
Atiti gbogbo igi olorun
jijo. All manner vessels of ivory.
Atiti olukuluku ohun elo ti
yebi. And all manner vessels of most precious wood.
Atiti olukuluku ohun elo ti a fi igi yebi ese.
And of brass and iron and marble.
Atiti de atiti ni atiti okuta mabili.
And cinnamon,
atiti kinamoni,
and odors,
atiti oninu
oru
olorun didun,
ati ohun ifora,
atiti turari,
and wine,
atiti oti wine,
and oil,
atiti ororo,
and fine flour,
atiti iyefun daradara,
and wheat,
atiti alikama,
and beasts,
atiti eran nla,
and sheep,
atiti agutan,
and horses,
atiti esin,
and chariots,
atiti keke,
and slaves,
atiti eru,
and souls of men.
Ati ti okan eniyan.
Souls
okan
of men
eniyan.
They are also selling in their marketplaces the souls of men.
Ni awon oja won yi won tun ta okan eniyan.
What a strange market.
Iru oja ajeji wo leleyi.
What kind of strange merchants are these?
Iru awon ise wo ajeji wo re.
Who are not tired of selling material things, but now they sell soul. I'm praying for anyone here. If your soul or the soul of any of your family member is in their market, we buy them back by the blood of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. How do they do this? Ezekiel chapter 13.
Ezekiel orikatala.
Ezekiel chapter 13.
Ezekiel orikatala.
I read from verse 18.
Okala tese ikejidini
oku. These are deep and strange scriptures.
Awon ese oro Olorun to jinle to si se ajeji ni.
Ezekiel 13, 18.
Ezekiel orikatala ese ikejidini oku.
Deep, strange passages in scripture.
I want to say ayoka to jinle to si se ajeji lati inu iwe mimo.
That's what they say, ignorance is the father of destruction.
Idire na bi so pe aimokan ohun ni siwaju ohun ni baba iparun.
Many present day pastors, church members are full of chronic ignorance.
Opolopo awon mojo ata awon olusagutan lode oni ni won kun fun aimokan ran.
Ezekiel 13:18.
Ezekiel orikatala ese kejidini ogun.
And say,
si wipe,
thus said the Lord God,
bayi ni Oluwa Olorun wi,
woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes.
Igbe ni fun awon obirin ti ran timutimu si gbogbo igbanwo.
And make kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to haunt soul.
Ti won si n dagele si ori olukuluku eniyan lati sode okan.
They are hunting souls.
One shot the okan.
Will you hunt the soul of my people?
Eyin o shode okan we eniyan mi.
Will you save the soul alive that come unto you?
Eyin o si gba okan ti o to yin wa labi.
And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread?
Eyin o si gba mi je laarin awon eniyan mi nitori ikunwo oka baba ati nitori opele onje.
To slay the soul that should not die.
Lati pa okan ti ki ba ku.
To save the souls alive that should not live.
Adi lati pa awon okan ti ki ba wa laye la.
By your lying to my people that hear your lies.
Nipa sise ke fun awon eniyan mi tin gbo eke yin.
Wherefore thus said the Lord God.
Etori na bayi ni Oluwa Olorun wi.
Behold, I'm against your pillows.
Kiyesi bodojuko awon timutimu yin.
Where it ye dare hunt souls to make them fly.
Ti eyin fi n sode okan nibe lati mu won fo.
They hunt souls.
One shot the okan.
To initiate them.
Lati fa awon wegbe.
And make them fly.
Lati mu won fo.
And I will tear them from your arms.
Emi o si ya won kuro ni apa yin.
And I will let the souls go.
Emi o si je ki awon okan na lo.
Even the souls that ye hunt to make them fly.
Ani awon okan ti eyin dode lati mu fo.
Here.
Nihi.
We read two strange but deep passages of scripture.
These
passages are pregnant with meaning. These passages tell us that there are strange markets in our world. There are both spiritual and physical markets. Sometimes when you close the market in the day, another market goes on in the same location at night. There are souls sold in the market. There are markets that put out human souls for sale. It is possible now that even as you are sitting down here, some strange businessmen, they are haggling and arguing over how much your price should be now. You might already have been put up for sale, but you don't know. And yes, they are arguing on how much are you going to pay? How much are you going to pay right now as we are talking? It is also possible that the merchants of the earth, they are already counting the profit they should make from the cargo of your soul. And beloved, it's a tragedy. A lot of souls are sold out on a daily basis. All this ritual killing, kidnapping, doing this, doing that, people disappearing, is market. It's a market. There is a group of satanic businessmen and women called the merchants of the earth. I'm praying for somebody here. The agenda of the merchants of the earth for your life shall collapse and fail. There are wicked businessmen who profit from the destruction and demotion of others. And it's a very, very serious matter. Many years back, at Yaba bus stop there, there was a man. He had a mat on the floor. And he had different kinds of magical things to sell, different kind of fetish things to sell. And he was saying it without any shame. That he had things to sell. And that his way is to destroy. And he was saying, if the life of one person did not spoil, the life of another person will not be good. And he was describing what he does with the things. And he pointed to a padlock. So you see this padlock. If you are here and you are a man, and your wife is doing better than you, this is padlock to slow her down, to lock her up. And one man said, that's the one I want. That's the one I want. There is a poor woman at home working hard, not knowing that somebody had bought a padlock to slow her down or to quench her. Any satanic padlock fashioned against anybody in this meeting, let the padlock catch the owner. In the name of Jesus, let it catch the owner. Let it catch the owner. In the name of Jesus. What am I telling you this morning? Because I'm just crashing the surface of a deep topic. There are soul hunters. There are soul buyers. There are soul advertisers. There are soul traders. A man may be living while his soul has been sold off. Herein lies the mystery of virtue manipulation. Something somebody is meant to use to prosper, somebody takes hold of it, uses it to prosper, while the other person is not prospering again. Virtue manipulation. Herein lies the mystery of money magic. Money magic. A woman left behind children, a boy and a girl, 7 and 9 years old.
Obinrin kan o fi omo meje atodun mesan o fi won sile nle okunrin kan obinrin kan.
Because daddy took her out for dinner and daddy did not come back with mommy.
Nitori baba re mu lo sode igba ti baba si ma pada dele ko mu ya won pada wale mo.
And they keep asking, why is mommy?
Awon mo wa bere pe iya wa da.
Mommy has traveled.
Iya yin
iya ajo.
Iya wa da.
Mommy has traveled.
Iya wa rin ajo.
But there is a small room at the back of the house that is always in padlock.
Igba yara kan wa leyin ile ti won ma nti lagada godo gbogbo gba.
But then the small boy there was a very curious young boy. Always curious. Why are they locking this thing? Why are they locking this place?
And
one day, the man forgot to lock the door. And this small boy went there. When she got in, she met his mother. Like a frozen fish with a calabash on her head. She screamed, Mommy! Money dropped down. Before the father ran there to see what was happening. There was a day that woman followed that man to the altar for marriage, not knowing that she had married a soul trader. They're using her soul to gather money. Herein lies the mystery of strange mistakes. Somebody will just make the mistakes he had never made in his life. He has never made it before. There's a man, a very intelligent pilot, the best in his country. Then the president of that country bought a presidential jet. Of course, they picked him as a pilot. His first day inside that plane, he made tragic mistakes. And he was not only sacked from flying the president, he was even sacked from where he came from. Then somebody who is not as good as himself took over. That's the mystery of strange mistakes. I prophesy upon your life that you will not make mistakes, but rather your enemy shall make mistakes that will move you forward. Herein lies the mystery of evil domination. They just manipulate the person and they send the person's souls on errands all over the place. That's why we say, the more you pray, the more you discover. And the more you discover, the more you recover. And the more you recover, the faster you achieve your destiny. There are prayers and there are prayers. Deep prayers will give you deep revelations. Deep prayers will give you deep revelations. We prayed with a woman, a pregnant woman, but she always feels like eating sand. As the prayers went on, there was a revelation.
If you want to,
we saw the woman in the spirit realm, and somebody was feeding her with grass. Feeding her with grass. I'm praying for anyone here who, although you don't know, has been tied down in the spirit realm, and they are feeding you with all kinds of evil materials. By the power in the blood of Jesus, receive your freedom now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. It is a tragedy to be a commodity in the market and you don't know. It is a tragedy, a major disaster, for someone to be using your problems to make money. I pray that the power of God will arise and frustrate any power trading with any soul. Father, arise in the thunder of your power and tear down every marketplace trading in anybody's soul. That marketplace was the stronghold of the soul traders. If you want to challenge the soul traders, the marketplace is the place to go. If you would like to confront them, the arena of useful confrontation is a marketplace. Because when a person's soul is on sale, there will be wicked masters behind the trauma and the shame of the person. They are mostly invisible devils. In many cases, beloved, and I'm sad to tell you, there are masters behind most problems who profit from other people's woes. They circulate the person from native doctor to native doctor. When you leave one witch doctor, you are going to another witch doctor. They have consulted each other. And
this
is a very serious matter. I want you to understand this very well. There is a strange proverb in Nigeria. They say, if God shows you your enemy cannot kill you. It's a lie. There are enemies who will say you are in trouble. I will kill you. God showed the children of Israel Goliath. They saw him. They knew it was the enemy. There was nothing they could do. I'm praying against any Goliath enemy facing anyone here, that they must die violently. When somebody's soul is being traded, they will be doing wrong things. And people will be putting the blame on them, not knowing that there is a wicked master behind it. The evil masters behind it are getting fat on the people's problems.
Àwọn ọ̀gá búburú tó ń bẹ nídìí ìṣòro ọ̀hún, àwọn sì ń sọra, wọ́n ń yọkùn nídìí ìṣòro nítorí.
That's why any church you go to,
ìdí nìyẹn tó fi jẹ́ pé ìjọ yòówù tó bá lọ,
any place you go,
ibi yòówù tó lọ,
and they are charging you money for prayers,
tí wọ́n sì ń gba owó lọ́wọ́ rẹ kí wọ́n tó gbàdúrà fọ.
They are selling anointing oil.
Wọ́n ń ta òróró àdúrà fún ọ.
They are selling handkerchief.
Wọ́n ń ta aṣọ ìnùjú fún ọ.
You need to pay money to consult the pastors.
O nílò láti san owó kó tó lè rí olùṣọ́ àgùntàn.
You have just entered a soul trading market.
Ọjà àwọn oníṣòwò ọkàn ló wọ̀ yẹn.
Because the Bible says,
nítorí Bíbélì wí pé,
freely are ye giving.
Ọ̀fẹ́ la fi fún yín.
Freely ye giving.
Ọ̀fẹ́ ni kẹ́ fi fún ni.
There are cleverly concealed agents and masters.
Àwọn òjíṣẹ́ ibi àti ọ̀gá ibi tó fọgbọ́n ìwé farasí wà.
In charge of so many lives.
Tí wọ́n ń ṣàkóso ayé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn.
Here is a man.
Ọkùnrin kan rè.
He has no money to eat proper food.
Kò ní owó tó lè fi jẹun síkun rẹ̀.
The little money he made.
Wọ́n bá owó táṣẹ́rẹ́ tó tún ní.
He is using it.
Ó ń lò ó.
For penis enlargement.
Láti fi lọ mú kí nǹkan ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ ó lè tóbi sí.
He has been sold.
Wọ́n ti gbé ta ni.
There is this lady.
Ẹ̀wọ̀ ọmọbìnrin o.
Terrible violent temper.
Onínú fùfù ni.
Instead of looking at that terrible violent temper and dealing with it.
Ṣé kò kó bójú tó inú fùfù rẹ̀ kó sì borí rẹ̀?
Rather, she wants to do surgery.
Ó fẹ́ lọ ṣe iṣẹ́ abẹ.
To pump up her breast and blow out her bum bum.
Kí ọmú rẹ̀ ó ba lè tóbi sí, kí wọ́n sì bá ṣe ìdí rẹ̀ kí ìdí náà tóbi sí.
She thinks that's why the men are running away, not knowing it's a bad temper.
Ó lérò pé ohun tí ń jẹ́ káwọn ọkùnrin ó sá lọ nìyẹn, kò mọ̀ pé ìbínú òun ní lé wọn.
We pray with somebody 10 years back.
A gbàdúrà fún ẹnìkan lọ́dún mẹ́wàá sẹ́yìn.
He has masters in theology. In geology.
Ó kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè kejì nínú ìmọ̀ òkúta àti ìsàlẹ̀ ilẹ̀.
But the problem he was facing was so much.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìṣòro tó ń dojú kọ ó pọ̀.
And on going to some evil men.
Nígbà tó wá lọ sọ́dọ̀ àwọn ẹni ibi kan.
They told him that the solution to his problem was that he must be sleeping with mad women.
Wọ́n ní ọ̀nà àbáyọ nínú ìṣòro rẹ̀ ni pé kó máa bá àwọn obìnrin tó ti ya wèrè láṣepọ̀.
By the time they drag him to the mountain of fire.
Nígbà tí wọ́n fi máa wọ wá sórí òkè náà ti ṣe ìyanu.
He has slept with 13 mad women on the streets.
Ó ti bá àwọn obìnrin tó ya wèrè mẹ́tàlá láṣepọ̀.
Of course, plenty of wound on his face.
Láì ṣe àní-àní, ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọgbẹ́ ti wà lójú rẹ̀.
One of them actually broke his teeth.
Kódà ọ̀kan nínú wọn ó ká léyìn.
Masters in geology.
Ó kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ gboyè kejì nínú ìmọ̀ òkúta àti ìsàlẹ̀.
By the time they brought him.
Nígbà tí wọ́n fi máa mú wá.
Was almost a madman himself.
Òun náà ti fẹ́rẹ̀ ya wèrè.
I'm praying for somebody here.
Mo ń gbàdúrà fún ẹnìkan ní.
Any power growing fat on your problems.
Ṣé agbára kágbára tó ń sanra nídìí ìṣòro rẹ.
Shall die today.
Yóò kú lónìí.
The satanic agent.
Òjíṣẹ́ sátánì.
Making profit from your losses.
Tó ń jèrè. Níki àdánù tirẹ.
Shall expire today.
Yóò ṣàlàyé lónìí.
The sorcerers and the diviners.
Àwọn oṣó àtàlàfọ̀ṣẹ.
Making material gain from your spiritual affliction.
Tí wọ́n ń jèrè nípasẹ̀ ìpọ́njú tẹ̀mí tirẹ.
Shall scatter unto desolation.
Ó kù ká ó sì ta oró.
And I'm praying one prayer for you.
Ó wá gbàdúrà kan fún ọ.
That the God of Elijah.
Pé Ọlọ́run Elijah.
Shall unmask all the agents behind your problems.
Yóò ṣe ojú gbogbo àwọn òjíṣẹ́ ibi tó ń bẹ lẹ́yìn ìṣòro rẹ.
The fire of God.
Iná Ọlọ́run.
Shall smoke them out of their hiding places.
Yóò lé wọn jáde kúrò níbi kọ́lọ́fín wọn.
And your God shall tear off the mask of the enemy.
Ọlọ́run rẹ yóò sì ṣí àgọ̀ kúrò lójú ọ̀tá.
All those masks of fake unfriendly friends.
Gbogbo àwọn àgọ̀ tí àwọn ọ̀tá tó fojújọ rẹ tí wọ́n gbé wọ̀.
The mask of fake friendly smiles.
Àgọ̀ rírẹ̀rín èké.
Who are giving us deceptive small small change.
Àwọn tó ń fún wa ní ṣẹ́ǹkì díẹ̀ díẹ̀ tí ń tọ́ni jẹ.
They are throwing small small change to us.
Ó ń sọ owó ẹ̀rín rún sí wa.
To deceive us that they care.
Láti tàn wá jẹ pé àwọn fẹ́ràn wa.
Whereas that the one stealing our wealth.
Síbẹ̀síbẹ̀ àwọn kankan ló ń jẹ ọ̀rọ̀ wa o.
May you be delivered from their hands.
Gba ìtúsílẹ̀ kúrò lọ́wọ́ wọn.
All those close relationships.
Gbogbo awon ore timotimo
by which they deceive us.
Ti won tan wa je.
And then they penetrate our unsuspecting defenses.
Ti won tin fi ogbon ewe wo inu abo wa nitori pe ofura.
And pretend to be friends.
Ti won tin dogbon bi fore la won
instead of the enemy they are.
May
God arise and destroy their masks. As a matter of fact, the trouble you are going through now may be fattening some evil traders. It is a strange world. The childlessness may be populating the house of another. That poverty could be due to the satanic diversion of your wealth to somewhere else. Many years back, 1997, I think, as a beautiful house, not too far from our headquarters. Six flats. Five flats were filled with four university lecturers, one person who works in oil company, and the landlord was living there. Making six flats. All those lecturers, they came in there with cars. Within 6 months, nobody had cars again. The man in the oil company, his three cars crashed. The wife was started to miscarry. Within 2-3 years, all the tenants have become poor. No, there are some houses. You bring in things, you come out with nothing. All these five tenants became extremely poor while the landlord became rich. As they were getting poorer, the man was getting richer. The poverty somebody is experiencing could be as a result of satanic diversion of your wealth to another person. One of the lecturers started coming to Mountain of Fire. The first day he came, he murmured as he went back home. Strange prayers. Strange people. Strange pastor. Strange pastor. Strange church. Strange people. Strange prayers. And he was right. MFM is a strange church. Because we address things from the root, not from the surface. A true member of MFM will not wait for the enemy to destroy him. He stopped them before they stop you. That's the truth. Stop them before they stop you. Like I was telling some people last week. In worry. The thief on the cross. After he had done armed robbery. He had destroyed people. Now he's negotiating his salvation on the cross. And said, Lord. Although I've killed people, I've destroyed people here. But please remember me when you get to your kingdom. He said, verily, verily, I saw
you.
Today,
Lonnie,
we shall meet with you in paradise. How about those people that you had killed? Hellfire. That's how you can. He stopped them before they stopped.
He didn't have to do that. Down the road,
so he went.
Oh, hello.
But he couldn't sleep that lecture.
He can't say,
although their prayers are strange.
But I
am a scientist. The prayer sounded clinically accurate. So he kept coming. Then he started some prayers.
Oh no, I better sit back.
Serious prayers.
Adura gidi.
Anytime he prayed,
go go to bad badura.
Father, I want to recover my blessings.
Baba mo be gba ibukun ni pada.
He will see the well inside the compound.
Ari konga to wa la ninu agole won.
Do you understand?
Ibo ko ye.
One day,
lojo kan,
after an anointing service,
leyin isiforoyan,
now went to the well.
O ba lo ibi konga na,
poured oil on that well.
O si da ororo si konga o.
Straight.
That's like I said.
A big tortoise came up.
It Japan la kan o ba wa soke.
He used bucket to fetch the tortoise.
O si fi garawa o fi gbe Japan na.
On the body of a tortoise was something tied round.
O si de o kan mu ara Japan na.
The names of the five tenants were there.
Oruko awon ayalege mararun ni won ko sara Japan.
It destroyed the tortoise.
O pa Japan orun.
Then he went and told the other lecturers.
Oh, I lost so much. Gogo, I will look at you.
This man is using our virtue.
But Akuri, ask him. I don't know.
We must leave this place.
I want to call your name.
The lecturers laughed.
I want you to be ready to go.
Superstition.
All right, so.
You study science, and you're so superstitious.
What okay? Konipa science, lotu pa.
They didn't believe him.
Oh, Baba!
But he just moved out.
Got
another accommodation.
Oh, Balesibo, you know.
It was like lightning.
Be mono mono ni.
Within 1 month,
that is you can.
All his own blessings came back.
Oh, boy, Bukure, oh, Padawa.
Why the fellow lecturers in that house were still poor?
But I want to look for you. Could you want to talk to me?
Although they called themselves tenants in that house, but they were actually slaves. I'm praying for somebody here. If you are living in a place that is swallowing your virtues or transferring your virtues, beginning from today, repossess your possession. Repossess it. In the name of Jesus. A brother came from a polygamous home. His mother is the first wife. And he's the only graduate in the family. Now, this graduate of the first wife is being fed by the illiterate son of the second wife. They have transferred his virtues. Five daughters of one mother and one son got married. Six children of one wife got married. Three daughters of another one, no marriage. Marriages transferred. Can you raise up your right hand? And with a voice as violent as fire. Marketplaces of darkness! Troubling my life! Catch fire! In the name of Jesus! Let your voice roar like thunder. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Let me ask you a question before I go on. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Yes or no?
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni àbí bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
Yes. There is a satanic industry of soul enchantment.
Ilé-iṣẹ́ Satani kan wà tí wọ́n ń ṣe ìfàyà ti ọkàn.
The human soul is a priceless treasure.
Ọkàn mi ènìyàn, ohun ìṣúra iyebíye ni.
It is the real you.
Ohun gangan ló jẹ́ ìwọ.
The Bible says,
Ibele wípé,
your soul is more valuable than the whole world.
Ọkàn rẹ ó ṣe iyebíye ju gbogbo àgbáyé lọ.
So what shall it profit a man?
Èrè kí ni ó jẹ fún ènìyàn?
Against the whole world.
Bí ó jí èrè gbogbo ayé yìí.
And loses his soul.
Tó sì sọ ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ lò.
When your soul has been traded in the market of the merchants of the earth.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá ti ta ọkàn rẹ ní ọjà àwọn oníṣòwò ayé.
You'll be having noisy ears.
Oh man, ni oh ma gbọ iru ariwo ni eti re.
Seizures.
Oh ma daku daji.
Blinding headaches.
Oh ni awon efori ti to le fo ni loju.
Expectations always cut off.
Awon ireti onitan yo ma ke kuro.
Sometimes you feel lifeless.
Nigba mi a ma se o bi ko bi pe ko si emi ninu re mo.
Sometimes when you wake up your body gets draggy as if you should not stand up from that bed.
Nigba mi ran to ba ji ara re yo wuwo yo ma se o bi pe ko ma dide kuro lori ibusun ohun.
You notice that those you taught how to do some businesses, they are doing better. Those you taught to pass exam, they are doing better. You are behind.
O ma kiyesi pe awon to ko lati se idanwo kan won yoran tijo lo, awon to ko ni owo kan lati se won ni lari ni di owo ohun jo lo.
You find that you are losing important things unexplainably.
O ri pe awon kan to nse pataki o n padanu won lona to le salaye.
Like multiplication of yokes and uncommon abuse.
O ri pe awon ajaga yo ma di pupo ki won si wa wu si ni yo lona ti o wopo yo si ma waye.
You find good roads just closing and closing.
O ri pe awon ona rere yo kan ma se mo.
You wake up in the morning feeling used and battered.
O ji lowuro yo si ma dabi pe won ti lo owo ti je oniya loru.
Tragedy occurs and road closes when something good is about to happen to you.
Ijamba sele ona si se ni igba ti nkan rere ba fe sele si o.
Sometimes you are sleeping and you are talking and people are hearing you but you don't know you are talking.
Nigba mi o ma sun o si ma soro lati oju orun. Awon eyan yo ma gbo sugbon wo ni mo ko soro.
The person will be qualified for a high position but they will relegate you to the background.
Oni kan yo ye leni ti won gbe si ipo to wa loke sugbon wa tari re so weyin.
The person will have plenty of blessings from the Lord that should make him surrender his life to the Lord but the person will not surrender to Jesus.
Oni kan yo ri opolopo ibukun gba lati owo Oluwa to to lati je ko fi aye re fun Jesus. Sugbon oni kan yo ta ku ko ni fi aye re fun Jesus.
The person comes to church but there is no steering of the Holy Ghost.
Oni kan yo ma wa le ijosin. Ṣùgbọ́n kò ní sí rírú sókè tí ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
The person will be seeing slow slow animals in the dreams. Ó ní
irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò máa rí àwọn ẹranko tí ń lọ́ra lójú àlábí alábàáhùn bíi ìgbé.
Such people find it difficult to detach themselves from a former boyfriend, a former sinner friend, a former girlfriend, though they are now married.
Irú àwọn ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé wọ́n ti wá ṣe ìgbéyàwó yóò ṣòro fún wọn láti jẹ́ ara wọn gbà lọ́wọ́ ọ̀rẹ́kùnrin abánidẹ́ṣẹ̀ tàbí ọ̀rẹ́bìnrin abánidẹ́ṣẹ̀ ìgbà kan rí.
Concentration becomes difficult.
Àti fọkànsí nǹkan yóò nira.
But the person begins to see somebody looking like them in the dream, a twin substitute.
Àbí kó ní tàn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí rí ẹnì kan tó jọ ọ́ lójú àlá bíi ìbejì tí ń pààrọ̀ rẹ̀.
And you find that they are summoning you to all kinds of meetings and courts in the dream.
Ó sì rí pé wọ́n máa pè ọ́ sí onírúurú ilé ẹjọ́ àti ìpàdé lójú àlá.
It shows they are trading with you.
Àmì ni pé wọ́n ti ń fi ọ́ ṣòwò.
How do we get out?
Báwo la ṣe lè bọ́ nù rẹ̀?
You need to make God your friend.
O nílò láti bá Ọlọ́run dọ́rẹ̀ẹ́.
By surrendering your life to Jesus.
Nípa fífi ayé rẹ̀ fún Jésù Kristì.
That's key number one.
Kọ́kọ́rọ́ àkọ́kọ́ nìyẹn.
Key number two.
Kọ́kọ́rọ́ ìkejì.
You need a diagnosis.
O nílò àyẹ̀wò fínífíní.
Know that something is wrong somewhere.
Kó o mọ̀ pé o kàn ń ṣọwọ́ di bí kan.
When you have a good diagnosis, then you can get good treatment.
Nígbà tó bá ṣe àyẹ̀wò fínífíní tó dára, ó lè rí ìtọ́jú tó dára.
Admit that something is wrong somewhere.
Kọ́kọ́ gbà pé òun kò lọ déédé ná.
Then number three.
Ìkẹta.
Address the soul merchants.
Dojú kọ àwọn oníṣòwò ọkàn.
Four.
Ìkẹrin.
Set their markets ablaze.
Dáná sun àwọn ọjà wọn.
Five.
Ìkarùn-ún.
Repossess your virtues they've stolen.
Gba àwọn àsìkò rẹ tí wọ́n ti jí padà.
Some they have started stealing since the person was in the womb.
Àwọn ẹlòmíràn láti ìgbà tí wọ́n wà nù ìyá wọn ni wọ́n ti ń jà wọ́n lólè.
And last one, you barricade your life.
Ètò sì kẹ́yìn
That's the way out. And that's the way to deliver yourself. One man got born again in the mountain of fire many years ago.
He
was an occultic man before he got born again. And normally when it comes to services, he's always very happy, jumping up and singing praise worship. But that day he came to the service, he was looking very down.
I'm saying,
why? What's the matter? He said, when he was coming to church, he met a boy under Edo Bridge. Then he remembered that when they were naming the boy as a small boy, that
he
was in the occult then. There were seven stars on the head of the boy. That himself and his colleagues who were there, they took away the stars and shared it.
But
now he could see the boy under the bridge. He felt bad. Rise up
from
your feet now. Tear their market down on eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this day and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, you cannot be delivered from any soul trader. So wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, don't waste time, because we need to go and pray. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Run quickly to the altar here, or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you here.
Altar.
I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just close your eyes. Bow down your head. Say what I'm going to say after
that.
Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of
Jesus,
I come before you now. I know that you sent
Jesus
to die for my sins. Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Lay your hands upon them. Keep them standing by your power.
The
decision they've taken to, let it be permanent in their lives. In
Jesus'
name,
we pray.
If you have any infirmity in your body, this is the time to lay your hands on it. If you have more than one infirmity in your body, lay your hands on your chest. If you want to stand a gap for somebody who's not here, lay your hands on your chest too. And let your amen be dynamic as I pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written that you yourself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses.
The
chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. Every spirit of infirmity, I bind you and I cast you out in the name of
Jesus.
Every tree that the Father has not planted into anybody's life, be uprooted now in the name of
Jesus.
Right there where you are, receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus, the curse of infirmity be broken to pieces now in the name of
Jesus.
The infirmity in the head, the one in the eyes, the one in the breast, the one in the womb, the one in the legs, I bind you and I cast you out in the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Adupe baba worun.
Check your body now.
Aye ara re o bayi.
Do whatever you're not able to do before.
O ti o ba le se tele. Se ni si.
Whatever organ in your body you cannot use, begin to use.
Ya yo to le lo ni ago ara re tele bere si ni lo bayi.
Cannot bend, bend.
Ti o ba le te.
Cannot hear. We cannot see. You cannot walk, walk. Let the power of God come upon you where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Look at what is happening over there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Check your body now. If you find that the Lord has healed
you,
don't allow the merchants of soul to bring it back. Run quickly to the altar here so that we can pray with you. And those of you who came out before, come out again now. This is the time for you to come out. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Check your body very well. The first prayer I want you to pray, pray it the way you have never prayed that power must change and service before. Because this single prayer will release multiple breakthroughs. It shall terminate profitless hard work. It shall terminate marital distress. It shall terminate failure at the edge of success. It shall give profitable employment. It shall deliver from constant witchcraft attacks. It will silence the spirit of death. It will remove the mark of hatred. And if you are a firstborn that you are not finding your feet, it will deliver you. It shall bring you uncommon promotion. Can you shout this louder than anyone in this auditorium? Oh God,
Allah!
Is that the loudest you can shout it? And let every power trading with my soul. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare. Yes. Aha. Aha. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Any marketplace of darkness, toying with my destiny,
don't fear your mommy, Shere.
Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Masika tenda ya boshende rabosomponde ke ya boshente raba. Bakatenda ya boshente raba kasanta ya ba. Louder, 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 louder.
Go something.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Any power, behind my problem, your time is up.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's wonderful.
Ben, you are lily. Ben,
thank you, Jesus.
O Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
O Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesus. Agbadura.
Father,
Baba,
we cover the testimonies and the signs and wonders with the blood of Jesus. Let your power fall upon your people. Let their testimonies be permanent. In Jesus' name. may go back to your sister just apart from those sharing testimonies.
Now
stretch forward your two hands. Then you will issue a command. Make sure the command is violent and aggressive. Say, blessings of my life. With the merchants of the earth. Come back now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
Seven Jericho destroying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Rise up and bring out your prayer letter now. And stretch the prayer letter towards this altar. And let your amen be dynamic as you stretch it towards the altar. Rise up and stretch your prayer letter towards the altar. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit these prayer letters unto your holy hands. Answer them by fire. Let every point in the hearing become testimonies. The hand of God shall arise for your sake. The Lord God of Elijah shall answer your prayers. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, I'm praying right now for all those who are at the edge of serious breakthrough. And the enemy is backing them at the edge of that breakthrough. Let every battle at the edge of anybody's breakthrough be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Power to possess your possession. Receive that power in the name of Jesus. As God said on the fourth day, let there be light. In the firmament.
Let
the light. Let the light of heaven shine upon your life in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your
hand.
But that comes your help. Therefore, Lord, you may never
say that.
No sorrow of you to be moved. But if I keep it to you, not slumber.
If
I keep it to you, not slumber, not slumber, not sleep. The Lord shall keep your good and your coming out.
Lord
shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you.
Lord
shall any plague move near your
come.
It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus.
Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.